Why is the South China Sea such a disputed territory? What's the importance there?
Well, what has been the key point of controversy has been the ownership of a large number of tiny little islands that are scattered throughout the South China Sea. And the states that surround the South China Sea, so that's China, the Philippines, Vietnam, amongst others, care about this area and the islands because they think once they own those islands, then they get to claim the maritime areas around them. And in that maritime areas, primarily they've been interested in the fisheries there because it's been a phenomenal area for fish. But also they think there's oil and gas down there as well. And also there's concerns about the military dimensions of that and providing security for each of the states around there too.
As we say, this dispute's been going on for quite a while now. We might remember the situation with China building artificial islands in the area to claim rights over them. Why is there suddenly more attention being given to this area again? What has been the sort of reignition of the dispute?
Well, what's been happening is that China's been issuing more statements recently about how its sovereignty over those islands is long-standing and uncontested. And so Australia did want to respond to that point and say, actually, no, that sovereignty is still contested. And also there have been claims to what's known as the Outer Continental Shelf, where states get to claim even more oil and gas resources, potentially, if they have a continental shelf that extends beyond the usual legal limit. And states in that area have been putting in claims to a UN body that moderates all of those particular claims. And that's triggered some of these responses as well. But also there's just a ramping up in some of the military activities that have been going on in the area too.
Speaking of those moderating bodies, the dispute's previously gone through an international tribunal with China rejecting the decision the tribunal came to. How does international law of the sea, actually factor into this dispute, and how enforceable are those kind of decisions?
Yes, well, strictly under the terms of the Law of the Sea Convention, that decision that came out from the arbitral tribunal is final and binding on China. So it is bound by that decision, even if it doesn't like it. The Law of the Sea is a bit limited in what responses it has available. And certainly, as you mentioned at the outset, one of the things that the United States does to try and enforce the Law of the Sea is undertake freedom of navigation operations. And states will respond in different ways through law enforcement activities if they think there's a violation, and by protest letters as well. So it gets highly political in the way that it can be enforced.
And those politics, I mean, as we mentioned, or as you just mentioned there, the United States is pushing on some of these disputes. Australia has now spoken up on some of these. And as we mentioned, the US is asking us to join in on some of their freedom of navigation operations, which Australia is not yet actually supporting. They're not out actually doing. But are we again being caught in the middle? I mean, what are these implications for Australia getting in the middle of this situation?
Look, Australia's always in a difficult position when it comes to the US and China, since the US is our biggest defence partner, while China's our biggest trading partner. And the South China Sea is very important for Australia because it's something like 60% of our trade goes through the South China Sea. And so Australia has an interest in the navigation rights being available through that particular maritime area, just to be able to make sure that our trade gets where it needs to be. But Australia is also very much committed to what it refers to as a rules-based order. So it is a party to the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, and it very much insists on those rules being upheld. And part of its statement was just really reasserting some of the rules under that convention that Australia believes that China is not acting consistently with.
How do you see this one actually being resolved? Do we see a safe, sane solution anywhere on the horizon?
Look, mostly I think a lot of the political pundits talk about just trying to come up with some cooperative mechanism between the different coastal states, and certainly China and ASEAN have been talking about a code of conduct, but those discussions have been going on for a long time, and the concern is that China just wants to try and keep negotiating while in the meantime it just enhances its military position in those different islands. Certainly Australia and the US refer to the importance of maintaining the legal rules, and doing their sort of military protests as a way to try and maintain that. It's difficult to see what the end point might be, but it really should be cooperation amongst the coastal states that would be key to kind of coming up with a good regime to deal with the fisheries and the oil and gas resources.
Well, it does sound a little piratical, sort of seeing the law of the sea more like guidelines. It's an intriguing one. Natalie, do appreciate your time on this one.
All right, no problem at all.